So apparently, Mortal Kombat 2 got knocked out by The Devil Wears Prada 2 this weekend. And it's very, very weird because it was close. And over the weekend, I was watching the numbers and some outlets reported that Mortal Kombat 2 was going to win. Other outlets reported that The Devil Wears Prada was going to win. And according to Box Office Mojo, The Devil Wears Prada 2 did win. It made $43 million in its second weekend, and Mortal Kombat 2 did $40 million. Now, that's still pretty good because that's a lot better than Mortal Kombat 1 did. And I'm hearing that this one is actually a lot better than Mortal Kombat 1, which I hope to God it is. I didn't get a chance to see it this weekend because we were sick, but I am really hoping that this one is better than Mortal Kombat 1 because Mortal Kombat 1 was complete dog's ass, in my opinion. I did not like that movie very much at all. It was like a cheap sci-fi movie, and they created new characters. Cole who? Like, who the hell cares? And it wasn't nearly as good as the 95 movie at all, in my opinion. We did watch it last week. I actually kind of avoided it for a while, but I was interested in Mortal Kombat 2 because I saw the trailer, and I'm like, okay, this looks like Mortal Kombat. In fact, it looks very much like Mortal Kombat 2. The costumes, we had Raiden looking very correct in this one, and we had Baraka and Katana and all that, and so I was like, yeah, I'm pretty happy. It's my all-time favorite Mortal Kombat game. So anyway, this comes from Dread Central. Mortal Kombat 2 has flawless box office opening victory, estimated 40 million, but still lost to The Devil Wears Prada 2, which is so weird. People weren't entirely sure what kind of audience would show up for the sequel, considering the first film was essentially dumped during the COVID era and critically panned. Yes. Box office-wise, the 2021 film opened at just $23 million domestic and ended its entire theatrical run with only $84 million. I was very shocked that it got a sequel. It was also released day and date on HBO Max. With Mortal Kombat 2, things are starting off much stronger. The sequel opened to an estimated $40 million domestically this weekend, bringing its worldwide total to $63 million. So that's not bad for opening weekend. It said Mortal Kombat 2 did what it was supposed to do and delivered a strong $40 million opening weekend. The film reportedly carried an $80 million production budget. It does look more expensive than the first one. That means the movie still has a long way to go before turning a real profit. It still needs some legs here. Warner Brothers can't afford an 80% second week drop if they want this franchise to keep leveling up theatrically. Leveling up. Ha 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 ha. But yeah, maybe it needed more Anne Hathaway. I don't know.